This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school softball and baseball, the 10th-ranked Seguin Lady Matadors run ruled yet another District 27-5A opponent with a 19-0 thrashing of San Antonio Jefferson at Matador Legends Ballpark. On Tuesday, Cameron Rios had three hits, scored three runs, and drove in three, including two on a double off the top of the left field wall during a 12-run first inning for Seguin. Marissa Torrance and Zietzi Gonzalez each went two for two with two runs scored as every Lady Matador in the starting lineup crossed home plate. Kaylin Ramirez threw two innings, and Torrance finished the game in the circle as the two combined to no-hit the Lady Mustangs. Seguin is now 8-0 in district and 16-1 overall on the season. They've run-ruled every district opponent with the exception of San Antonio Burbank, who they beat 8-2 on March 18th. The Lady Matadors will next host San Antonio Brackenridge on Friday. Meanwhile, over at the baseball diamond at Seguin High School, the Seguin Matadors run ruled Jefferson 10-0 on Tuesday to improve to 7-0 in district. Ocean Moreno drove in the 10th run in the bottom of the 5th inning to end the game. Samuel Edwards went the distance on the mound, allowing just two hits in earning the shutout. The Matadors will play back-to-back days at Legends Ballpark Friday and Saturday. Seguin will host Brackenridge in District 27-5A play on Friday night. Then they'll host Bernie Champion in a non-district tilt at noon on Saturday. The Marion Bulldogs won their third straight District 26-3A game with a 14-1 run rule victory over San Antonio Cole in Marion on Tuesday. The Bulldogs scored eight runs in the bottom of the second to blow the game open, and Cade Pape went the distance on the hill, yielding just one hit. Marion is 3-1 in district play. They'll be back home when they host Poteet in district action on Friday night. The Marion Lady Bulldogs are 4-0 in District 26-3A after they took down Cole 13-6 on Tuesday in Marion. Freshman Madison Peebler reached base four times and scored each time for the Lady Bulldogs. Allison Robles drove in two runs, and Marion hurler Cambry Dojan threw a complete game from the circle, striking out seven and allowing just two hits. The Lady Bulldogs will play at Poteet on Friday. Colt Brown struck out 13, leading the Navarro Panthers to a 2-0 shutout victory on the road at Canyon Lake last night. Brown singled to drive in Caleb Wood for the first run of the game in the first inning. Elijah Farley launched a solo shot to center on a full count with two outs in the sixth inning to give the Panthers some insurance. Brown allowed only three hits and just one walk in earning the shutout. Navarro is now 2-1 in District 27-4A. The Panthers and Hawks will meet again on Friday night at Navarro High School in a game you can hear on KWED. And the Navarro Lady Panthers fell 19-4 to Fredericksburg at home on Tuesday. Navarro dropped to 1-4 in district play. The Lady Panthers will next play at Davenport on Friday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at Seguin Chevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.